when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, God bless you so much. Thank you for holding on. We've had a glitch happen. We've lost the general. He's way over in Eastern Europe somewhere. And I loaded this card up. I go through an organization called Mitello. I'll make this brief. And it costs 9 cents a minute to make these phone calls. And I had $53 on my account when we came to air. And you tell me. 9 cents for $53. You can speak a long time, but we don't know what happened. I hope the general is not mad. I'll get back with him after the show. It's after 11 o'clock at night there. I'll try to call him tomorrow and tell him what happened. I'm sure he'll understand because this technical stuff. I've got to get to Mitello about that because that's not good. That's when you pay for a service, you know, and they let you down. That's pretty much typical for our, so-called post flying bad AIDS, what a lot of people call it, the COVID and all that kind of crap. But anyway, that's live radio, folks, and we've got Rand, the Alabama Lone Wolf, has come in, and so we'll introduce him. And Sister Nancy's going to come in later. She's not already on, but how you doing tonight, Rand?
I'm doing good, Eddie. How are you?
Pretty good. Was you able to listen to any of what the general was covering in the first hour?
No, I just was able to get inside and get ready to get to call in, so I didn't get to catch it. I'm gonna have to go back and listen on the archives. I hate I missed it, but thank goodness for the archives, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm trying. I cannot for the life of me because I think I've called. The general, I've called Thomas Sudik, I've called South Africa. That's how I call Monica like that. It cost me 1 cent per minute to call to talk to Monica in Canada, 9 cents a minute, Croatia, and well, you know what? Maybe he's not in Croatia. Maybe he's in Russia. I don't know where the hell he is, but evidently it costs a hell of a lot more than 9 cents a minute. But anyway, we'll get off of that. I know our people don't want to hear that stuff. But the general, he covered a lot. He was naming names. She started with his biography, which is very impressive and sad too. And he also started going on an operation he called the genesis of the Russian-Ukrainian war. And basically, he added to what we talked about on this program for years. Basically the people fighting against the Christian Russia right now is a Christian nation. I'll try to frame this and then bring you in because we got a lot of other stuff to talk about too. But this is what we talked about pretty much on the first hour. You know, Russia right now is a Christian nation. It's probably the only Christian nation left, that's white on earth that I'm aware of. And it probably has the largest reservoir of white people that are not mixed with other races left on the earth. And so what you've seen for the past 1700 years, ever since people heard me say this, ever since the Jews told Pontius Pilate, they said, when he offered, he wanted to give them Barabbas. He said, no, give us Jesus. It's crucify him. And he said, and Pontius Pilate told them, he said, well, are you sure you don't want to let this man loose because of Jesus? He's your king. He's done nothing I can see. And they said, no, give us Barabbas, crucify him. And he said, well, and Pontius Pilate told the Jews, he looked at them straight in the eyes, and he says, well, the blood, let the blood be on you. The blood's not on my hands. I wash my hands of it. And they said, let his blood be upon us, our head, and upon our children. And if that's not a curse, if that's not pure evil, I don't know what it is. But the reason I say that is because the people that are fighting Russia right now, Rand, are the same, basically the same people that fought, fast forward 1700 years to Lincoln's attack on the sovereign nation of the Confederate States of America. The Confederate States of America was a sovereign nation. They had declared their independence. The evil Satan worshiping Lincoln had them invaded. And we have Valerie Protopapas coming on next week. And she said that really the primary reason for that war was they were to destroy, Lincoln was trying to destroy Christianity, because the really the reservoir of Christianity in the United States at that time was in the South. And that's what she's going to talk about that next week when she comes in with Gene, with the Bitter Ender. But anyway, going back, you can look, go back, like we said, 1700 years, even going back to the Garden of Eden. I'll hurry up, make this fast, Rand, bring you in. But every war we've had, every single war has been involved between good and evil and bankers. And it's been, and ever since they said, give us Barabbas, and ever since Jesus Christ looked them in the eye in St. John 8:44, and them being the Jews, ever since he looked them in the eye and said, you are of your son, the devil, he came to kill, steal, to rob, and you will do, you since you are the devil's sons, you will do his will, and that is to kill, to steal, to rob, to destroy, and lie. Jesus told them the devil could not, he was incapable of telling the truth. He's the father of all lies. And that's what you see in every war we have. And you know what? And they're, you know, Rand, I know you know this, I'm getting ready to shut up. And the devil's goal, the main goal of the devil, he wants to destroy all creation that God made, all the God's creation. And God created, he created Christians. He created white people. He really did. And they will not rest. They will not rest. They being the Satan-worshipping Jews, what Biscuit in Florida calls the devil's officer corps, they will not rest until every single one of us are dead. And that's not my words. That's their words. And it's, if you look, you don't have to look at their words, Rand. All you do is see their actions. And that's what's going on in Russia right now. And our head is on the chopping block too, Rand. But I want to shut up now because we got a lot of other stuff to talk about, Rand. But go ahead. Come on in here. What do you think about give us your intake on what I've said or introduce some new material. Anything you want to talk about, Rand? Because I know we got a lot of stuff. We talked about earlier.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Eddie, you mentioned who was behind that war over there, but we have the same the same people that run this country. They're no different. The leadership on both sides of the aisle are no different. They're all one big like Rick Wiles said, I think it was on his program this week, I forget what day they all run together, but you know, quote, he said a demonic sex cult controls the United States of America. And I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. Matter of fact, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I said on this program weeks ago that I never thought that the tipping point for World War III would be a bunch of homosexuals and sodomites supporting them. Because, I mean, it's just so upside down. I mean, it's every day is something is something in your face, just like the Bud Light thing. You would think Target would have learned a little something. I'm sure they had blowback from the, you know, their same sex bathroom policy. Well, now Eddie, Target is coming out with a whole line of clothing, LGBT blah 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 bullcrap clothing line for children. These people want our children, and they about got them. They about got them from all the brainwashing over the years. I mean, it seems like the whole world is brainwashed. Even people that you think could see this, they they see, I guess they just don't really know what to do. But it's just bizarre, what's going on around us, in the world today. You know, and then on the other hand, you can look at it like it is an exciting time to be alive, because like we talked about on here before, we know who wins at the end of all this. I don't know when that's going to be, but we're going to come out on top. Christians are going to come out on top. It doesn't look good for us right now, especially white Christians, but we are going to come out on top in the end of this. But just go ahead, Eddie.
Oh, you know, you mentioned something. You said you just don't understand how people can see what's going on, how they can't open their eyes and be awake. The general addressed that, and he said that, we talked about that here too, you can be a genius and not have wisdom. But the general said that the Christians have lost their spirit of discernment. And I went off when he said that. I came back, and my favorite people to napalm, and I know you know it, is the Southern Baptists, and very, very close, the United Methodists and the United Presbyterians, and all these United gobbledygook churches who worship, they worship Jews. That no one worships a Jew and worships Israel more than the Southern Baptists. I mean, I think they pray to them. We're getting ready to go to a break, and I don't know. I think I've had some truth may call in. I'm not sure, because we were trying to follow that law you and I were talking about earlier, and Nancy, you're talking about. I think he may come in and clarify. But also, I'd like to read this letter that Mr. Buddy sent from that has to do with Benjamin Franklin and the Jews. People, we'll be right back. Hold on to your seats.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, once again, we're just kind of puzzled how our phone card got screwed up with the general. We'll have to get that fixed, I promise you. I'll have to smooth the general's feathers. Well, not to smooth his feather, but I don't want to insult that great, great man who have so much respect for. He's a brother. He's a brother warrior. Anyway, we're bringing, as you know, Brother Ram was here just a few minutes ago, the Lone Wolf. Now we got everybody's, our big sister, one of the Blood River Radio sisters. She got a ton of stuff. We got more to cover than we can ever cover. But go ahead, big sister. Are we going to the tar and feather first? What are we going to do?
Oh, yeah, we'll do the tar and feather first. And it's going to be a Kentuckian. This is going to be the Kentucky governor, Andy Beshear, who just won the primary. Of course, he's an incumbent, so he had two other opponents, but he had to give a speech when he when the election was over on Tuesday. He gave a speech, and this is the reason I'm tar and feathering him. But of course, there's plenty of other reasons to tar and feather him. But he started in his acceptance speech. He gives this call it a political bribe. Immediately says, teachers will get a salary increase. Now, I don't know how the governor on his own can give the teachers in Kentucky an increase, but these are just, again, political bribes. This is going to be very influential in the Democratic, this is a large population of Democrats in Kentucky. And I looked up the NEA, National Education Association, is the biggest union in the country. They have 3 million, possibly more than that, of members, and this Jewess, Randy Weingarten, is their president. We've talked about her before, so, you know, we could tar and feather her this time as well. Why not, a second time around? I think one of the top topics that we should probably cover, and I think we want to cover, is the question, is the new capital of America now Israel? Is it Jerusalem? Have we been blindsided all of a sudden, and Washington, D.C. is no longer our capital? The capital now is Jerusalem. So we've had this representative, the Speaker, the Speaker of the House, Representative Kevin McCarthy, and Governor DeSantos have both been over there speaking. In fact, Kevin McCarthy addressed the Knesset, and the chief rabbi of Safed, rabbi of Safed, states that America is waning as a superpower and a message of hope for Israel to fill the void. In other words, as we decline, Israel will fill the void of a superpower. Israel is also, there was an, I don't know how true this is, you know, Israel has threatened to bomb every country if they're attacked. They say they're going to nuke all the major cities. There was a, something that I received.
It's called the Samson option.
Are they, yeah, this says
they call
this
the Samson option.
Right, but there's something that I'm not real clear on this, but it says they're planning a man-made earthquake to destroy the Dome of the Rock. Of course, they want to destroy the Dome of the Rock, which is a Muslim place of sanctuary, and they've been agitating and protesting around that area recently. But, of course, there's a lot that can be said about what is going on with America's demise. Of course, I think that is sort of something that we all kind of realize is happening. And the Israelis must be very happy about it. So, and another thing, talking about these people who showed up in Israel, listen to this. It says the congressional toadies, one of them is that loathsome Steny Hoyer of Maryland. He has made and led groveling entourages more than 20 times to Israel. More than 20 times. Of course, he's been in office since before the flood.
Who's paying for that?
Well,
all
you
those
are.
Trips.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thanks a lot for your paying for that. And then the Florida, this is the thing, of course, I think that is very upsetting to all of us, is the Florida Bill 269, which the governor of Florida signs in Israel. And Randy Fine, the representative who co-authored this, a Jew, of course, he's happy to state that a third-degree felony is going to, and if a person is indicted on a third-degree felony for distributing what they consider hate material, they'll spend 5 years in jail. And he says to Florida's Nazi thugs, I have news. Attack Jews on their property, and you're going to prison. Never again means never again. Now, the thing that I told you I read, this is really horrible. The bill even criminalizes the mere possession of material considered to be hateful. That is scary.
So that is in there. You know, I had talked, I talked to Mike Weaver earlier today. He said he didn't know that was anything about that being part of the bill. I had called Handsome Truth, and Handsome Truth may call in about 6 minutes. You know, I told him to see if he knew anything about that. So that is confirmed. You've seen that in there, Nancy?
I don't know. I can't. All I can say is I copied it off a statement from the internet that was about this bill. That you know, that could be that it's just something that somebody thinks maybe in there. But I didn't go back to the site to really find out who actually stated. It came from this article about the Florida bill, talked about Randy Fine. And then, you know, another thing that's interesting, too, it says, and we talked about this briefly, is that DeSantos refused to meet, it must be a member of a survivor of the Liberty, must live in Florida. This man, I don't know who he was, but he wanted to meet with DeSantos, I think, to talk about this crime against the people, the sailors on the Liberty, and DeSantos refused to meet with him.
Well, you know what? I'm not surprised because, listen, I tried to get this to go to my emails so I could read it better on my computer, but I'm going to try to read some of this off the phone, and this goes in right, this hooks in, meshes with what you're saying. Got this article from the Times of Israel. It says, once again, this comes from the Times of Israel. It says, over 500 rabbis say Biden's anti-Semitism plan should embrace disputed IHRA. I think it's the down there, the International Holocaust Remembrance, not association, something else. But it tells down here exactly what that stands for. Here it says right here, Washington. More than 550 rabbis on Friday called for the Biden administration's forthcoming strategy on fighting anti-Semitism to include a definition of anti-Jewish bigotry that has become under debate. They're debating what the definition is. The rabbi's letter endorsing the definition was sent as the progressive groups are seeking to dissuade the administration from using the outline because they believe it chills legitimate criticism of Israel. The letter's signatories disagree with that assessment. The IHRA is critically important for helping to educate and protect our congregants in the face of this rising hate. You know, for the past 5 billion years, hate's always rising. It never hits the very zenith, though. It says the rabbi's letter, which was sent to the White House by the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. And here's what it says. The acronym of IHRA refers to the 2016 working definition of anti-Semitism crafted by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And I'm getting back to this punchline. It's getting very dangerous. It's going to be worse than Florida's laws, I believe. It says, we believe it is imperative that in its national strategy to combat anti-Semitism, the administration formally embraced the IHRA working definition as the official and only definition used by the United States government, and that it be used as a training and educational tool similar to European Union countries' use of the definition in their action plans. In other words, you're going to go be educated to the education camp, or you're going to go to the concentration camp, whichever one comes first. It says the IHRA document consists of two sentence definitions of anti-Semitism, followed by 11 examples. Followed by 11 examples of how anti-Semitism may manifest. Most of those examples concern speech about Israel. That if you even say anything about Israel, Nancy Fran, that's anti-Semitic. It says, hey, I'll get back. I'm going to go through with this, and we'll go right back to you. In other words, they're going to try to shut places, things like Blood River Radio down. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The leaders of the world's seven top democracies have been talking on a range of issues at the G7 summit.
Climate change, food security, gender inequality, economic resilience, digital connectivity, and global security. We're tracking these challenges together, and I think we're beginning to make some important progress.
President Biden added that the G7 leaders need to do more to strengthen infrastructures in low- and middle-income countries. President Biden is expressing confidence a deal can be reached on the debt ceiling. Speaking at a news conference from the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said he's not at all concerned about the talks with Republican leaders, which stopped and restarted on Friday. He still believes the U.S. will be able to avoid default. No new negotiations are scheduled for today. Accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira will remain behind bars while he awaits trial. A federal judge in Massachusetts ordered the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman to be held without bail. Prosecutors argued Teixeira is a flight risk, while defense attorneys had asked that he be released and allowed to stay at his father's home. The contaminated eye drops outbreak is growing. The CDC reports another death linked to the recalled Delsym Pharma and Esricare eye drops. Those tainted eye drops are now linked to 4 deaths and 81 cases of extensive vision loss in 18 states. Instagram is reportedly changing up its game.
Word is that Instagram will launch a text-based app that could compete with Twitter. Bloomberg reports the company has been working with celebrities and influencers to test the new app that will be separate from Instagram and could launch this summer. Users will be limited to 500 characters. I'm Jeremy Scott.
And America's first strippers union is now official. Dancers at the Star Garden Topless Dive Bar in North Hollywood, California, are now members of Actors Equity Association, which represents 51,000 stage workers. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something.
Dear Blood River Radio family, it's getting wilder and crazier, more dangerous every day. But Sister Nancy had a brilliant strategy to use, we can use here on Blood River Radio, to keep from getting prosecuted for anti-Semitism. We can use, for one thing, we can use this IHRA, their definition of anti-Semitism, crafted by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. We can just come out and say that they be chosen people. We be chosen people, and the proof is we own everything. God's given us the banking. They've given us the Hollywood. They've given us the media, the universities. They've given us every damn thing. Right. So that's proof. I agree. They must be God's chosen people. But anyway, you want to bring Rand in? What do you want to do, Nancy?
Well, yeah, that's we can talk about the sanctuary city of New York. I think that's something to talk about too.
Okay. Well, that'd be fine, Rand. You got anything to add? Come on in, Rand.
Well, I'm kind of changed gears a little bit, but I'd like to cover, and we go back to what Ms. Nancy wanted to cover also, but the Biden administration blatant shutdown of the IRS investigation to Hunter Biden, that recently happened. You can compare that with Watergate, what, 50 years ago or so? I mean, and you've got, you know, you got books, you've got documentaries, you got movies all about it, but you know, you won't hear anything about this, that they could just shut this down. And where does that leave honest taxpayers? I mean, if honest taxpayers sitting there thinking, well, this guy, you know, we're not talking about chump change here with Biden either. We're talking about millions of dollars, you know, and that looks right. Like they're just going, you know, just all of a sudden the Justice Department has more or less said, hey, don't look at Hunter Biden's tax record anymore. Don't investigate Hunter Biden anymore. And, you know, and that all ties in to the...
Right.
Go ahead, Ms. Sanders. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to, I agree. What I'm concerned about is the Mexican standoff that is going to end up in this Biden investigation of these payouts to his family. I'm really worried that they will not only intimidate the people who are coming out of the woodwork to explain these devious payouts, but I'm also concerned that the FBI, CIA, BATF, or whatever, is going to stonewall and dig in their heels and never allow these documents that they're requesting to ever be turned over to Comer. I looked up something that was on the internet about these FBI agents who were involved in this Russia collusion. It says that basically, you know, this Peter Strzok, he was one of them. All of them are still at work. Not all of them. Some of them got fired from FBI, but almost all of them have big jobs. And none of these people, there were about half a dozen of them, including Peter Strzok, none of them got jail time. Even Sussman, who was a line lawyer for Hillary Clinton, he didn't get any jail time. None of them have gotten jail time. This is the way the injustice system works. It only applies to the little people. It only applies to people, us peons. It doesn't apply to the elites or the wealthy or the well-to-do or the politicians. They don't pay the heavy price that the common man does, such as what has happened in New York with that Marine vet. It's just horrible. There is no justice in this country for us.
Yeah, that's just another, that Marine vet, that's just another McMichael case. That's exactly how that's going to go down. He's going to go to prison, you know, for defending more or less the people on that sub, you know.
I wonder if they're going to have the guts to stand up. Those people who were on the subway, I wonder if any of them will have the guts to stand up and explain what happened that day and how this... You know, I'll bet you they need to do an autopsy on this Jordan Neely. He was probably high on drugs. He was supposedly hungry and looking for a place to get something to eat. But here they're going to try this young boy. He's only 24. He's facing a second-degree manslaughter that could bring a jail term of up to 15 years.
Yeah, he was high as a kite. I bet you my right arm he was high as a kite. And you're talking about having guts, jumping back to this order from the Justice Department to the IRS to stop the investigation. Why don't somebody in the IRS why don't some of those folks stand up and say, hey, you're not going to tell us what to do. You don't run this. The Justice Department, you don't run the IRS investigation. You know, we're doing this. You know, go fly a kite. Why come some of those folks in those organizations won't stand up and speak out? Well, it all, I think, goes right back to what we're talking about with Israel. Israel controls everything. You know, we talked about on here, as soon as a new representative or new senator gets up there, they get a visit from the Zionist Israeli lobby and more or less tell them, hey, you going to do this, 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 and this, and if you don't, you'll be one term and out of here, old boy, or old girl, whatever. You know,
that's right.
They already control us. They already control the United States. You know, we're
that's right.
And all of that going on, and at the same time, this Title 42 runs up. Those poor people down at the border of Texas, man, I don't know why. I'm surprised they're not. It's not already a skirmish is going on down there. I mean, it's just ridiculous what's going on in our state. And you know,
Rand,
these leftists, there, you hear people. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Rand, their story is that nobody's coming, that there's been a diminished number of people coming over the border now that 42 has ended. I believe that's a con as well, because how can we tell how many people are coming across the border? The media is telling us that that not that many people are coming, that certainly not what they expected. And I want to go back just a minute to this situation on the subway in New York. This black who was accidentally killed in a chokehold, he had an active warrant for assaulting a 67-year-old woman back in 2021. He assaulted her as she left the station. Now, if they were so effective, as they knew who this man was, he was always on the subway, from 2021, why didn't they arrest him? This is 2023.
Well, Miss Nancy, just somebody out there name me one of these goody-goody daggum Negroes that wind up getting either shot by the police or shot by a citizen protecting themselves. Name me one that's come across the airways that they all ready to burn down cities over. Name me one that hasn't had a criminal record already. They all do.
Well,
they all already
right.
got a...
My dad... that's right. My dad told me that years ago, because we had employees. We had employees and people that were in our homes. And Dad told me years and years ago that all blacks have had records, and all you just nobody ever knew what was really going on in their neighborhood. Let's put it that way. Back in the 50s and 60s. The same thing was going on, but of course it's a lot worse now.
Yeah, everything. It's anything goes now. It's all in our face, and that's just like, you know, talking about the upcoming campaign for the president of this godforsaken country. I mean, my goodness, we know that those leftists. We know that those leftists stole the last election. And like I've said on here before, I don't think Trump's the savior. But we know that election was stolen. They stole one.
Sure.
Don't you think they're going to steal another one? They got by with it without any pushback hardly at all. And the ones that went up there on January 6th, you know, look what wound up to them. Look what wound up to a lot of the people of Charlottesville. Look what's going to wind up if they can track down all these people and prove that they was at that torch march that night, Friday night before Charlottesville. They're going to put them in jail. Yeah, Eddie, you're right. They're eventually probably going to come after all the blood radio people, all of your guests. And you know this handsome truth. I did finally get to listen. I hear the music. But I think
yep.
he's ruffled some feathers in Florida.
I think he did. Hey, folks, dear Blood River Radio family, we'll be right back to Nancy and Rand as soon as we get through this commercial break. Be right back.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Well, folks, we do have a failure to communicate sometimes. I'm telling you, especially in live radio. Well, our two fearless family co-hosts were talking about crime, et cetera, et cetera. We got this place, this communist newspaper we have in Memphis, the Memphis Flyer. And I'm just going to go over them. I've hammered them before. But they are a very left-wing Marxist. They're pro-Marxist, pro-LGBT, all that stuff. You name it, everything we're for, they're against. And they're the ones that label Blood River Radio as the number one hate group in the state of Tennessee. But you know what? And I know this is kind of an aside. They're making a fortune because this little rag they have. They're sponsored by the biggest corporations in Memphis, by FedEx, big car companies, the biggest restaurants, the biggest shopping centers. I mean, and FedEx has two sponsors in it. They have one full page, a whole page advertising Federal Express. And they have another clip, another smaller, about a fourth of a page. But anyway, and they're hardcore right. But they will not come on Blood River Radio and debate us. I've asked them several times, and they listen to our program. But they got this guy named Josh Spickler. That sounds like that might be a Chosenite name. But he's hammering the police. And I'll get off of this real quick since y'all were talking about this stuff. It is his article says, "What's wrong with the MPD?" Well, I can answer that in one sentence. It's run by a bunch of feral black animals. We have the chief of police of Memphis, Tennessee. The chief of police, she's a black. She's militant. She's the one that hired all these other black thugs. They were black thugs, man. If they put them on what they call the Scorpion Unit, they're the ones that beat the hell out of that coon. I forgot what his name. It's in here somewhere. They're the ones that beat him. He went to the hospital and he died. They beat him to death. And they're still raising hell about that. And they talk about the alleged perpetrator of Cleotha Abstin Henderson. He was alleged. He was accused of rape. They're not so sure he did it. We know that was when that precious young lady, Eliza Fletcher, when they did her in, when he kidnapped her last September. But anyway, I'm just going to go over here. They're bitching about the crime rate in Memphis. And he's talking about in Memphis, the clearance rate is abysmal. And what a clearance rate is, y'all, it's the standard measure of police effectiveness used by the FBI. And it measures the ratio of crimes reported to the arrests made. And I'm telling you, folks, they don't be risking it too many of their black brethren, because it shows the charts here. And it is abysmal. And with that, before I leave that, I'm going to tell you, once again, Brenda just got through. There's been like several shootings just today as we speak. And once, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but it happened again today. The same thing happened last week, almost every week. They have these black youths, Jocelyn Elders used to come to Utes. She was the Surgeon General instead of the Utes. She said, we got to help our Utes out there. But anyway, the Utes, they'd be driving through these red lights when the lights are red. They don't make a damn to them.
Oh, God.
They have Lexuses, BMW, Porsches. Of course, I think they're probably stolen. And they go through the red lights hanging out with their ARs and their, you know, all their weapons. And this newspaper, this communist newspaper is right. There's never any arrest I'm going to tell you this right. I don't know if I told this last week or not. Unless you're white and your car is being stolen, this man in a nice area in Memphis, y'all remind me if I've told this before, a real nice area here in Memphis, their alarm went off inside their house. He looks out on their camera. They have a video surveillance of their property. And there's a car, a strange car in their driveway with five Utes. And they're out there, the Utes. Mm-hmm. They're armed to the teeth. So he goes out there, and I don't think it was too smart what he did. He went out there with his pistol, one against five. And they open fire. The Utes, the black Utes, open fire on him first. So he returned fire. Well, the police came and investigated the crime. And guess who went to jail? White honky. The honky went to jail because he be committing reckless endangerment, the black policeman said. That's exactly what happened. So he was in jail. He's out now on his own recognizance, so to speak, because the new sitting attorney general of Memphis, Steve Mulroy, the appointee of George Soros, unless it's like super aggravated murder, if like anything less than aggravated murder, You there's no bail. You out. So this helped this white guy. It helped the honky in this case, but to me, I mean, that sells just what you said, Nancy, and you said it, Nancy. If you're white in America, the United States, you're being told loud and clear, you damn well better not protect yourself. That man, what he's supposed to do? He's supposed to sit there and let those black youths come in there and rape his daughter and his wife. And get stabbed through the heart if necessary. But anyway, back to, I just want to pitch that out there. Just let you have, that's how crime is in Memphis. I mean, that's just one example of every day. And there's never any arrest. But anyway, but there's this Jew that wrote this article right here is bitching about that. He's the very Jew. They're very stinking Jews put these black feral animals into high offices like the police department, the county mayor, the county sheriff, the head of the Memphis Light, Gas, and Water, the head of the school board, on and on. And they're bitching. And I hope he's the next one. If the next car, God forbid, if somebody gets robbed or sodomized or killed, I hope he's the next one. Back to you, Nancy.
Well, yeah, I've got some notes here about black violence, and this was written up by a guy named Craig Bannister. He said in the Chicago citizens have a 1 in 15 chance of being shot by the time they're 40. Last weekend, at least 26 people were shot, 8 fatally. The darker the skin, the more prone people are to violent crime. Louisville has one of the highest crime rates in America compared to all communities of all sizes, with a crime rate of 43 per 1,000. Another source in western black areas, crime is as great as 1 in 7 persons. So I want to make a statement about talking about injustice. This young leaker, Jack Teresa, 21 years old, he's in federal custody. They don't want to let him loose. And I'll tell you why I think they really want to hold him and they want to really grind down on him is they found racist views in some of his documents. So even though he's supposedly being held for violating the Espionage Act and posting to a gaming community, I'm going to say that what they're really holding him for is this naughty little boy made some racist remarks on the internet.
Yes. I'd like to chime in. Yes, it's South Africa is here. The events of South Africa are here in our country, y'all. I mean, it's just going to continue to get worse. It's going to continue down that slope. and we've said this on this program before, maybe they don't think, the leftists don't think that they could just waltz in right now and take all the guns from, because there's so many people own guns, but they're going to make it. And we've said this before, and I know I'm repeating myself. I've said it before. They're going to make it where a white man or a white woman, especially a white man, if he's approached by a group of Negroes, that he's going to think twice, he's going to hesitate, and they're going to make it to where we be more or less scared to use our weapon to defend ourselves on our property because we know we're going to jail if we do. And there's no deterrence. If they really wanted, you know, the crime, if they really wanted to stop the crime, you can watch any local news, which I don't watch very much of at all. I see some on my phone, clips and things, but at all, and you hear it on the radio, that the top news stories is about shooting every night in all big cities, every night. But there's no deterrent. They arrest some, they slap them on the wrist, but there's no deterrent to doing any of this. I mean, just like that Joker man that killed that girl in Memphis, Eddie and Miss Nancy.
Yes.
Took her life, took her away from her family, her children. I mean, but all that's over with now. You don't hear anything about that now. And that Joker's sitting in there.
Never.
Three hot milk day watching TV. He's probably the daggum cock of the walk in his little cell community there, you know. Nothing has gone bad for him. Hell, he feels at home in there. You know, that's where he's been half of his life any damn way, you know. I mean, that's no deterrent to him. They ought to take the Joker out, hang him, and send him on up to our maker, and where our maker can judge him and take care of him. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be sending them on up to him. We're not supposed to be feeding them and housing them, cooling them, heating them, and all of it, you know. And another thing. And I know I'm gonna jump around here just a second, but Miss Nancy, have you tired? I think you have. You tired and feathered DeSantis, I think, last week maybe, or a week, 2 weeks ago.
But that's okay. We can do it again.
He needs it again because, you know, I just read this article. I mean, I think you sent it on the email. It come from the National Rifle, NationalRifle.com. I didn't realize, you know, all I've heard is good, good, good about DeSantis, and I know he said some good things. But, you know, back in 2021, he signed a COVID law allowing forced injections by any means necessary. Did y'all know that?
I didn't.
That was a surprise to me, but I think I sent it to you. Yeah, yeah.
You did, and I didn't know that until I read this. Oh yeah, I mean any means that and that's another thing, and that goes back to these hate laws and anti-Semitism laws. You know, it's all going to depend on who you are sitting up there, and who the jury is, or who the panel is, or whoever it is that's judging you. You know, but you can rest assured if you're a white male Christian, you're toast, old buddy. But some of these damn
terrible.
Black Lives Matter, you know, they can get out. I guarantee you they can go around and hand out and say any damn thing they want to and get away with it, you know. But the clamp's coming down. And like I said, I think at the end of the last segment as we went into the break, I think old Handsome, I got to listen to the archives of Handsome Truth. You know, I think he's ruffled some feathers. Not only in Florida, but probably nationally, because I think I remember him saying he hit all 50 states.
We finished this hour. We got to go to a break. Looks like we're getting ready to transition to the third hour, brother. So we'll be right back, folks. Hang on. We got to go to the third hour.